Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I am on the phone with one of my favorite people. I'm such a fan. Bill Leverty, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kat. Thanks so much for having me on your show.
Hey, it is my honor. For somebody who might not know who you are, tell them what you did, what you started.
Well, I play guitar in a band called Firehouse.
Yes!
So we got a record deal in 1989.
Right.
First record came out in 1990. But back in the early 80s and mid 80s, we were playing all the clubs in Richmond and in Norfolk.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a big club band that we were in, playing originals and cover tunes.
Oh, my gosh. So you know everywhere there is to play in Richmond and in Tidewater.
Well, back then, it was all different. But Little Creek Road and in Norfolk, we played 5 nights a week. And then I'd come drive back to Richmond to work my job in a grocery store.
Aww.
And then no sleep. But, that's how we did it.
I've always loved Firehouse. Every song. I mean, you guys had so many hits. You were wonderful. And your music lives on, and I love it. Now, what are you doing now? Take us a fast forward. We're into, what we do now. Do you and the guys still get together?
Firehouse plays between 50 and 60 shows a year. They're all fly dates. And then when I'm home, I'm a father and a husband. And then if there's any free time, I work on other people's music or my own music, and I actually just finished it's my fifth solo album.
Oh my gosh.
I just put it out. It's called Divided We Fall. So it's available at my website, leverty.com.
Now, so tell me the background about this particular album. What was your motivation? Was this done during COVID? What can we expect?
Well, each song I released as a single as I finished the song.
Sure.
And once I had the 10 finished, I released the album. So I actually started with my first song that I released on this album about 6 years ago. So it's 6 years in the making, and a lot of Firehouse shows in the meantime, and I've mixed other people's albums, and I've recorded people in my studio and stuff like that. But when I have an idea for a song that I think is good enough, I'll work on it in my free time and then release it as a single. And then finally, the last song was finished during the COVID kind of quarantine time, and it's called Divided We Fall. So that's the title of the album, too.
Is Divided We Fall. Now, what is the first single that you're looking for radio play?
Well, it would depend on the station. I mean, if it's a heavy station, I would do a heavier song. But the one I think that appeals to a lot of people that kind of would just want to chill a little bit is one called The Heart Heals the Soul.
Yeah. Yes, I love it. I've listened to it. I mean, I'm just so thrilled. I'm so excited.
Oh, thank you. Well, I got a video for it up on YouTube as well. And
yes,
it's a song with it started off. My daughter was having a little bit of a difficult time in school.
Yeah,
and I was trying to give her kind of some words of encouragement, and that's kind of what the idea of the song started as. And so I finished it, and I'm happy with the way it turned out. I'm glad you like it. Thank you.
It's so cool that you're here in Richmond. I mean, were you born here?
Born in Richmond, raised in Richmond. Didn't leave Richmond until, you know, Michael, our drummer, and I moved down to Charlotte to kind of get the band together with CJ and Perry, who were in the Carolinas.
Yeah.
And then we got a record deal. Then I lived in a suitcase and in a hotel for many years. Lived in Florida for a little while, then came right back here because Richmond is hard to beat. I mean, Virginia is just a wonderful state.
And this is your home, and I know your family is important to you, and your daughter, you mentioned to me, is getting ready to go to college. So that's got to be, Dad's probably going like, oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, I'm real excited for her, and she's excited, and she's a great kid, and so we're really, really, really blessed.
Now, are you doing any virtual shows?
I've been thinking about it. I actually did one about 2 weeks ago with a buddy of mine named Pete Evick, who lives up in Northern Virginia. And Pete is the guitarist for the Brett Michaels band. So Brett being the singer for Poison, when Poison's off, Brett does solo shows, and he's got Pete as his guitar player. And I've known Pete for probably 25 years playing up in Northern Virginia. Pete's got a band up there called Evick, and Pete does a virtual show, and he invited me to come up there to be his guest, and we played a couple of songs, played one of my songs and a couple other songs of his and some cover tunes and stuff, and just had a great time. So I might do one of those. If I do, I'll announce it on my Facebook page and on my Twitter, which is @Leverty.
I think that would be exciting. I really feel like artists like yourself, everybody has really helped us all through this time with all the virtual concerts and the new music and just kind of opening up their world and their homes to us. It's been different, and I think it's been very good for us.
Well, it's been good for us too. I know that the fans have kept us going for so many years, and then when we can't go out and play, like the last Firehouse gig was March 14th.
Oh, wow.
And so it's been a long time, but you know, the fans keep us going by you know, helping us with our record sales and with our merch sales and stuff like that. So it's really, really been a blessing for sure.
Well, I think it's amazing. I got to ask you this. What has been your very favorite song to perform over and over and over again?
Well, we've got a lot of them that I really love, and they're I really love playing all of them.
Yeah.
So the ones that really make me excited to play are the ones that are going to have a lot of background vocals with lots of harmonies. That we're always wanting to, you know, make sure that when we get up in there and we sing, we're all in tune and they sound good. So it's got to have that. It's got to have a good guitar solo and some energy. So I would say there's a song called "Reach for the Sky" that we do that I really enjoy playing a lot every night, and another one called "All She Wrote" off the first album that I like playing. That. And of course, you know, the ballads, "Love of a Lifetime," "When I Look Into Your Eyes."
Oh.
Those are favorites to play when you want to just kick back and then watch everybody in the crowd slow dance or put up their lighters. Or now it's cell phones they light up and put up. It's a lot of fun. We do that, and it's a great feeling.
Okay, so tell everybody again the title of the album, how we can listen, how we can find out more.
The title of the album is called "Divided We Fall." It's at my website, leverty.com.
Okay, and on Facebook?
Yeah, I'm Leverty Music on Facebook, and I'm at Leverty on Twitter and Instagram. I think it's Bill Leverty.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm on Spotify and all that stuff too. But I'd rather if somebody's going to buy the music, please buy it from me. I've got this little thing on my website that my web guy does where you can check a box and I will sign your CD, and then a little box drops down and it says sign it too, and you fill in your name in that box, and then when I get the order, I personally fill them, so I'll sign your CD to Kat and then send the CD out. So that's kind of what I've been doing. So.
Well, I have got a video of your song up on my blog, and I'm so proud to do this interview with you, and I just appreciate you so much, and I can't wait to see you again.
Well, the honor was mine, Kat, and thanks so much for having me, and I hope that we get to see each other real soon, that they kick this virus's butt real soon, and we can all go back to doing rock shows again soon.
Yes, I'll be out there. I'll have my cell phone up.
All right. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.